Well, it didn't really get as warm as we hoped yesterday. The rain actually hung around, spitting rain off and on longer than we had hoped yesterday. But the fog has lifted early, and maybe today and this week will be better. Anthony Jay's in the Weather Center for Pat. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Marshall.
So it wasn't as warm as we had hoped yesterday, and we had more showery activity than we had hoped yesterday. But this week looks pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, we had a little fog around early this morning. Maybe a little bit of that still now, but it'll be burning off. So enjoy today. It's going to be mild, and temperatures getting up in the 50s. So that's going to feel real nice. And before things get cold again tonight and for the rest of the week, I think the weather pattern's changed, Marshall. We've had a lot of rain lately. But this week it looks dry, probably for the rest of the week. And temperatures just getting colder, but no ice or snow to worry about.
It'll probably all come back this weekend.
Yes, we're looking ahead. This weekend we could have something of a storm brewing down to the south. I'd say Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be over the southern states. And what happens after that is a question mark. Is it going to come up the coast and give us a winter storm, or is it going to just go out to sea? And either of those possibilities are about 50-50 right now.
But we'll have some sort of storm probably late weekend.
Yeah. We could get some snow down south, but whether or not it comes up here, is we just don't know yet.
All right. So what did you do this weekend? Did you go out there, do any holiday shopping, decorate trees or anything like that?
I did do some of that. I did some holiday shopping around New York City, as just actually ahead of schedule with my Christmas shopping. Like normally, it's not till like the 20th until I really like kick it in, because I really wait to the last minute. But this year, I've got more than half of it done. How about you?
Oh, I just go out and get gift cards. Everybody gets a gift card from me. That's for my shopping.
Gift cards. I love getting those.
All right. Well, that's what I figured. You know, why try to guess? You know, my kids all live in the Virginia area, so I don't really know what they need. They've got pretty much everything. So you figure you send them gift cards. Yeah, but the grandkids, you send gift cards. People that are employed by us, we get gift cards. Volunteers get gift cards. So, you know, is that way they can get what they want?
Yeah, that's one thing, too. I mean, I do that a lot with some people. So, and especially when, you know, ask relatives what does such and such like, and they'd say they don't know, so they're no help. So sometimes just a good old gift card is the perfect thing.
So that's what I do. So my shopping takes about 20 minutes, and the longest portion of that is when they ring up the gift cards. And it used to be I used to have to do it at two different places, because you can only buy certain amounts of gift cards at a time. So if you buy gift cards for like I buy gift cards for like, when we talk about the employees and the volunteers, I buy like 30 gift cards, and it's a big total. So I spend all that money gets spent in one big chunk, you know.
Right.
Cashiers hate it, and people shopping hate it, because it takes forever to ring them up. But it's the only way. It's the only way to go shopping.
Yeah, and you get those like at
you can get them at any pharmacy.
They have them all over.
They have them all over now. Used to have to you know go look for them. Now they're all over. They're all over. So that's the way to gift shop. And what's nice about it all also is I'm a big believer in buying local. These gift cards, people can go into local stores, and they can use them locally. You know, it really is the best way to go. I'm sorry, I'm sold on these gift cards. Now, if you're going to a baby shower, or you're going to like a birthday party or something, and you know what somebody wants, that's different.
Of course.
But at Christmas time, you know, it's like bonus time. You know, it's bonus time. You know, whatever you get at Christmas is a bonus for the year. So, you know, why not give them something that they can put towards something they want? So that's what I do.
That's good.
And I sign the gift card. It's not impersonal. I sign it.
So do you send Christmas cards?
I send it. Yeah, I send it. I send it. That's exactly right. It goes out in a card. And certain people I hand it to when I see them, but other than that, you know, so it all works out. And you can shop local with it, and I don't have to go all over the place and buy things.
So you don't have to go to a mall or anything like that.
Do people go to malls anymore?
Oh yeah, I used to. I love the mall. I used to love the mall. Now I avoid them.
Oh, my second wife. Oh God, you would think that she was born in a mall. Oh, she'd love to go to malls. And Christmas time, and late Christmas time, where you couldn't move. Ugh, it was horrible.
Yeah.
It was. I think back that now, and what a nightmare. Both the wedding and the Christmas shopping. Oh my God. No.
Yeah, that is a nightmare.
And you know, you're shoulder to shoulder with people you don't want to be shoulder to shoulder with.
Yeah, me, it's just I don't like the lines. I don't like waiting in lines. If I can avoid that, I can deal with it.
No. That's like I say, gift cards for Christmas are the best way to go. But anyway, so malls are still busy, huh? I would think that there's a lot, most done stuff online, but I guess.
Well, yeah, it's trending that way for sure.
Oh, well. Well, anyway, so now you're done for the, you got the rest of the week off.
Yes, for this gig, yes.
And now are you working next week for in the Weather Center next weekend?
The weekend. I usually do one of the 2 days, and the other, Anthony, there's two of us, takes the other day.
Yeah, it's Anthony Martello?
Yes.
See? Jay and Martello.
Yeah.
The J&M boys.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
The J&M boys working for PP, Pat Pagano.
Yeah, Mr. Pat.
So I gotta check with Pat because they went out and got the Christmas tree this weekend. So that means he's going to be complaining about a sore back.
Oh.
Because he always complains about that sore back when that happens. You know, and I keep telling him every year, well, don't you do that. Let everybody else do that. You just drive there. Let everybody else do all the hard work.
Yeah. But you know what? I saw the Rockefeller tree this weekend.
Oh, you went and saw that?
Yeah, it looked great. But I went on Saturday and I forgot, you know, how mobbed it is.
You foolish boy.
So it was.
Did you go to Trump Tower and see Mr. Trump or anything like that?
No, not this time, no. But the tree looks great. They should decorate it more.
Every time I ride by that tree, and you also go by Trump Tower and stuff like that, and you see all the protesters there and everything, it's just like, you know, the tree is very pretty. It is. It's gorgeous. But once you see it, you've seen it. It looks the same each year.
I'd say they should decorate it more. Like, I saw the tree down D.C. in Union Station. And they decorated it like with some patriotic stuff. It looked nice too. Early in the week, I was down there.
But anyway, but Rockefeller Center tree is beautiful. It's a beautiful location for a tree. But you know, once you see it, let somebody else see it. <That's what I'm saying. laughs> It looks the same each year. People can come to my house and look at my tree. It doesn't change each year. It's very easy to get to, and you can look at it and go away. I mean, it's just, you know.
Right.
Sure.
All tourists.
That's right. All right. I'll speak to you next, maybe. I bet you work next Monday.
If Pat needs a day off, I told him I will step in for him.
All right. Well, we'll speak to you then.
Yes.
Take care.
Thanks so much, Marshall. You too.
Bye-bye, Anthony. That is, of course, in the Weather Center for Pat Pagano, Anthony Jay, this morning here on Robinhood Radio.